生第一件大事，皈依三宝。法界佛教总会创办人宣公上人，1993年3月28日开示于美国长提圣寺。法界佛教总会录音监督。
我们人生啊，第一件事，第一件大事，就是能皈依三宝。你这皈依三宝这件事，要把它重视一点，不要啊那么轻举妄动。第一的，你要选择一个真正的明眼善知识来呀皈依。所以以后有什么不懂的道理都可以啊得到正确的指导，正确的开示悟入佛之见，不要啊投到旁门左道听那个邪师说法。邪师外道不单现在各处都有，就是啊在佛住世的时候也是啊非常之多，那时候就有啊96种外道啊72个旁门。这旁门左道啊是比这个正法还兴旺的多。往往人呢不懂得真理就投入旁门左道去了。投入旁门左道害处啊是很多的，因为你很容易就误入歧途，走到这个错的路上去。你走到错的路上去啊就想要得到利益反而受了害处，这都是啊很危险的一件事。所以你们皈依三宝，这投入啊正法演唱涅槃妙心啊，要寻访善知识，就是在出家人里头也是龙蛇混杂分子不齐，你误入这个旁门左道那害处大，你误入啊误投到啊这个邪师说法里头啊这个害处更大。所以啊你们各位学佛法的，不要想要生呢想要往上升反而堕地狱了，想要啊得到快乐反而受了无量的痛苦。所以因为这个我说这个皈依是第一件大事，这比什么都重要，看得特别重要的才对的。所以在我这收皈依的，你必须要考虑清楚，你必须要啊 认清了这个门路，这个忏悔，那么一个人呢要拿出万分万分的至诚恳切心，在佛前呢来忏悔以往的罪业。那么你忏悔已尽啊，你忏悔的诚心，你罪业就都可以消除了，善根就可以增长了。你要不诚心来忏悔呢，那你罪业还是罪业，善根也不能增长。所以啊，这就看你个人的至诚恳切心、专一其心，不要有杂乱心，不要有痴心妄想、狂心野性。皈依三宝啊，是要凭一个真诚两个字。你没有真诚两个字啊，你就是那么敷衍了事、苟且赛宰呀，这是没有感应的。都正是皈依三宝。如果你信心坚固啊，行为清净，乃至成佛，一定没有什么困难的。你要信心不坚固，行为不清净，那么就不要希望成佛了。你就成一个人呢都不容易的。不要说你们各位在家人，就出家人他又不修行，也一样多要堕地狱的。所以你们各位在家人呢，要好自为之，特别努力，不要这么对佛教里头啊不专心、不恭敬。要恭敬三宝，供养三宝，信仰三宝，要这个终身呢来奉侍三宝。你这样子啊，才能有所感应道交。你要不这样子，你就皈依之后那么还像没有皈依以前那样子，那是不会有感应的。四弘誓愿呢，你每一天一早起，在醒了之后要对佛前发这四弘誓愿，这是每一个菩萨都应该发的誓愿。早晨要发，晚上呢要问一问自己，晚上你问问自己，我众生无边我度了没度呢？烦恼无尽誓愿断，我断了没断烦恼呢？我如果没有断我要断呢，没有度我要度众生，没有断烦恼我要断烦恼。法门问世了无量誓愿学，我这个法门我学了没学呢？没学我应该学这个无量无边的法门。我在忙里偷闲呢，也要读诵点经典，看看呢这个佛书之类的，这叫法门无量誓愿学啊。这佛道无上誓愿成，我现在还是个凡夫，还没有成佛呢，我要赶快修行才能成佛呢。每一天都要做这种的观想，早晨要发愿，晚上要检讨自己的是不是满自己这个四弘誓愿了。
The greatest thing in life, taking refuge with the triple jewel.A Dharma talk by the Venerable Master Hua on March 28, 1993 at Long Beach Monastery. translated into English and produced by the Dharma Realm Buddhist Association.
Greatest thing in life is to take refuge with the Triple Jewel. You have to be serious about this. Don't treat it casually, and don't act on a whim. First of all, you have to choose a teacher of genuine understanding and wisdom to take refuge with. That way, when there is some principle you do not understand, you will receive the proper guidance that will allow you to gain insight into the Buddha's knowledge and views. Don't join external sects, sects that seek truth outside the mind, or listen to the instructions of misguided teachers. It is not only now that external sects and misguided teachers have become so popular. They were also very numerous when the Buddha was in the world. At that time, there were 96 external sects and 72 cults. These flourished even more than the proper Dharma. People joined these cults simply because they did not understand the truth. Such cults are very harmful, for they can easily lead you astray. You start out hoping to gain some benefit, but once you go astray, you will only be harmed. It is very dangerous. If you want to take refuge with the Triple Jewel and enter the treasury of the proper Dharma vision and the wonderful mind of Nirvana, you must look for wise teachers. However, even among left-home people, the wise and the unwise are intermingled. They are not all the same. If you make the mistake of joining an external sect, you will suffer great harm. And if you mistakenly follow the teachings of a misguided teacher, the harm is even greater. Therefore, all of you who are studying the Buddha Dharma, don't let it happen that you seek to ascend but end up falling into the hells instead. Don't let it be that you want to find happiness but suffer boundless misery instead. That's why I said that taking refuge is a matter of the highest priority. Nothing is more important. When you take refuge with me, you have to consider everything clearly and recognize the path you're taking. Each of you should bring forth the utmost sincerity in repenting of your past offenses before the Buddhas. If you are really sincere in repenting, then your offenses will be eradicated and your good roots will grow. But if you are not sincere, your offenses will still remain and your good roots will not grow. So it all depends on your sincerity and concentration. Do not let your mind get distracted. Avoid deluded thoughts and restrain your wild mind. You have to be true and sincere when taking refuge. If you simply go through the motions, you will not get a response. If your faith is solid and your conduct is pure, then from the time you formally take refuge until you become a Buddha, you will not run into any great difficulties. If your faith is weak and your conduct is impure, then you can forget about becoming a Buddha. You will have a hard time just being a person. Not only lay people, but even left-home people will fall into the hells if they do not cultivate. Therefore, all you lay people should do your best and work hard. Do not be absent-minded and disrespectful toward Buddhism. You should revere the Triple Jewel, make offerings to the Triple Jewel, believe in the Triple Jewel, and serve the Triple Jewel all your life. Then you will have a response in the way. If you cannot do this after you take refuge, and you still act as if you had not taken refuge at all, then you will not have any responses. Every morning when you get up, you should make the four vast vows before the Buddhas. These are vows that every Bodhisattva should make. Make these vows in the morning, and in the evening ask yourself, living beings are limitless. Have I saved them? I have vowed to cut off the endless afflictions. Have I cut them off? If not, I must cut them off. If I haven't saved living beings, then I must save them.
and if I haven't gotten rid of my afflictions, I must cast them out. I have vowed to learn the boundless Dharma doors, but have I learned them? No? Then I must do so. No matter how busy I am, I ought to devote time to reciting sutras and reading Buddhist books in order to learn the boundless Dharma doors. I have vowed to accomplish the unsurpassed Buddha way, but I am still an ordinary person, not a Buddha. I must hurry and cultivate in order to realize Buddhahood. You should contemplate in this way every day. In the morning, make the four vast vows, and in the evening, reflect to see whether you have fulfilled them.
Hui头是岸，皈依三宝。法界佛教总会创办人，宣公上人。 1993年1月17日 开示于台湾台北。
你要向后退转，才会堕落山途，流浪亡难。所以 师父领进门，修行在个人，自己吃饭自己饱，自己生死自己的。不要啊，说我皈依了，就依赖着佛，依赖着法，依赖着僧。佛法僧虽然有大威神力， 而是他不能来呀帮助你修成佛，不能帮助你呀了达一切佛法，也不能呢帮助你明白一切这个修行的道路啊，法来生传。 佛法呀，留到世间，佛法留到世间，是法来生传。那么，虽然你皈依三宝了，还要自己努力向前，你呀，要不杀生，不偷盗，不邪淫。 不妄语，不饮酒，这才是真正受戒。你要是还杀生，还偷盗，还邪淫，还去打妄语骗人，还饮酒，这是受而没有受。 你受戒不守戒，这是罪加三等，因为你明知故犯，你知道这个事情不对了，你还去犯，这就是犯戒，你犯戒就要堕落，不是说我皈依三宝，受到了五戒，我就有所障持了，我杀人 也不要紧，偷盗也不要紧，邪淫也不要紧，王爷也不要紧，这个饮酒也不要紧，有的人心里就不服，说在家人受五戒犯戒这么严重，那出家人不守戒律的，那又怎么讲呢？ 我告诉你们，你呀要摩诃萨不管他，弥陀佛何故？你这个终日管自己，行住不离家，要总要回光返照，要反求诸己。 哎呀，天天问问我自己是不是守戒了，是不是犯戒了，是不是这个皈依三宝，我就做一个真真实实的佛教徒。我是不是还去天主教、耶稣教、犹太教或者回教呢？去到其他的宗教去获得消息啊，消息外道法。这个方才没说吗？就是皈依之后啊，不要说活着，就算有人逼着我要我死，说你信佛我就把你杀了，你要不信佛啊，我就不杀。就这样，也不信外道去，也不信外道。说外道是自在天魔，自在天魔等啊，等就等于天上一切的魔，天上一切的魔，天魔外道。这个天魔啊，它都有神通，都有本事啊，它变化无穷的。神通妙用啊，他总是要显神通的。佛教徒不显神通，佛教徒要有神通，他也不会显，也不会说。凡是说他有神通，就有天眼通、天耳通，这都是五十种阴魔、天魔外道的眷属。所以啊嘛，佛教徒要有斋法眼。不要贪便宜贪香米啊，这个处处啊去用贪心来求佛法啊。今天呢听人家说显宗好，我就求显宗，明天又听人说密宗不错，又去了求密宗了啊。求了一辈子啊，可是啊没有抱定宗旨，没有专一，没有存疑，没有啊守住这个疑。所以啊这一辈子还是要把光阴都空过了。你们皈依之后要啊不犯无戒瘾，奉行三规啊，严持五戒啊。这五戒啊是成佛的一个基础。那么在家人是五戒，出家人呢有250条戒，那么比丘尼就有348条戒。这个戒律是很繁的，很多啊。可是你要真能守戒，什么戒也不犯，那根本戒是一个就是凡为人的规范，人的一个规矩，你要尽量守规矩，不犯错误，这就是守戒。你就不然你受了戒也不守戒，那还是一个凡夫俗子啊，不能这个佛法僧是公道的，是平等的。你公修公德，婆修婆德，你不修就不得。所以啊，你们各位将军不下马，各自奔前程，看你们谁呀、先走到这个佛国去，先到极乐世界。那么到了极乐世界啊，因为啊仗着五戒的功德，然后啊或者出家修道往生极乐世界。可是你不要啊到极乐世界就自己啊在那儿不管众生了，还要回来度众生。所以啊要发大菩提心啊，广度一切众生。有的人呢、就是现在我要度众生，你现在连自己还没度好呢， 所谓你不是过海，你怎么能度众生？你把自己先做好了已经就够了，你自己没有做好，你想去度众生啊，这叫我舍本逐末，舍近求远，你舍己前而云人前，这是啊大错特错。所以大家要努力，不要依赖着师父啊，说我师父又有什么智慧，可是师父有智慧，不能啊把智慧分给你一点啊，师父有什么道啊，也要你自己来啊修行，你自己不修行那就是佛现前也不一定能帮助你。
A turn of the head is the other shore, taking refuge with the triple jewel. A Dharma talk by the Venerable Master Hua, on January 17, 1993, at the Taipei County Stadium in Banqiao, Taiwan.
The sea of suffering is boundless. A turn of the head is the other shore. Taking refuge is the first step. Right at the first step, you must go forward vigorously. Do not turn around and retreat. This is the way to Buddhahood. If you turn around and retreat, you will fall into the three paths of suffering and wander among the eight difficulties. Therefore, it is said, The master brings you in the door, but you yourself must cultivate. You yourself have to eat to get full. You must put an end to your own birth and death. Do not say, I have taken refuge, so I can rely on the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Although the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha have awesome spiritual power, they cannot help you to cultivate and realize Buddhahood. They cannot help you to fathom the Buddha Dharma, or help you to understand the path of cultivation. It is the Sangha which must propagate the Dharma and make it known in the world. Although you have now taken refuge with the Triple Jewel, you still have to work hard in order to make progress. If you can refrain from killing, stealing, engaging in sexual misconduct, telling lies, and taking intoxicants, then you have truly received the five precepts. If you fail to uphold the precepts after you receive them, your offenses are even more severe because you are fully aware that you are committing them. People who violate the precepts are destined to fall. You cannot say, Oh, I've taken refuge with the Triple Jewel and received the five precepts, so I have protection. It doesn't matter if I kill or steal or commit sexual misconduct. It's all right for me to tell lies and take intoxicants. Someone is protesting in his mind. If the retribution for lay people who receive and then violate the five precepts is so severe, what about left home people who violate the precepts? Wouldn't it be even worse for them? You should have this attitude. Mahasattvas do not pay attention to others. Amitabha Buddha looks after himself. You should watch over yourself all day long, being mindful in everything you do. Reflect upon yourself. Seek within yourself. Ask yourself every day, Am I holding the precepts, or have I violated any of them? Since taking refuge with the Triple Jewel, have I been a true Buddhist? Or have I gone over to Christianity, Judaism, Islam, or other religions? Do I study the teachings of external sects? After you have taken refuge, your attitude should be, Even if someone said he would kill me if I believed in the Buddha, but would let me live if I didn't, I would still refuse to believe in external sects. External sects refer to the demons of the heaven of ease and to all the other demons from the heavens. The demons from the heavens possess spiritual powers. They can manifest endless transformations and make their spiritual powers function in mysterious ways. They constantly show off their spiritual powers. Buddhist disciples, on the other hand, do not manifest their spiritual powers. If they possess such powers, they should not reveal them or talk about them. People who claim to have spiritual powers, such as the powers of the heavenly eye and the heavenly ear, can be considered as belonging to the retinue of demons discussed in the 50 Skanda Demon States chapter of the Sarangama Sutra, or else they are followers of demons from the heavens or followers of external sects. Buddhists should possess dharma-selecting vision and not be greedy for easy rewards. If you are greedy in your quest for the dharma, then you might study the manifest practice today because you hear it being praised, but then study the esoteric practice tomorrow because you hear that being praised. You may study for your whole life, but because you do not stick to your principles and concentrate on one thing, you end up wasting all your time. Now that you have taken refuge, you should refrain from transgressing the five precepts. You should diligently practice according to the three refuges and strictly uphold the five precepts. The five precepts are the basis for attaining Buddhahood. Lay people have five precepts, and left-home people have 250 precepts. Bhikshunis have 348 precepts. Although these precepts are very detailed and numerous, you have to truly uphold them without transgressing any of them. Basically, precepts are rules for restricting and regulating our behavior. If you try your best to follow the rules and to avoid making mistakes, then you are upholding the precepts. On the other hand, if you receive the precepts but fail to keep them, you are still a common person. The Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha are very fair. Anyone who cultivates can attain the fruits of cultivation. However, if you don't cultivate, you won't attain anything. Therefore, all of you should be like generals who don't even bother to dismount, but just keep going forward. Let's see who will be the first to make it to Buddhahood, or to the land of ultimate bliss. The merit you gain by holding the five precepts, or by leaving the home life to cultivate the way, can enable you to be reborn in the land of ultimate bliss. Once you get there, don't just stay there and forget about living beings. You have to come back and save living beings. Therefore, you should bring forth a great resolve to attain Bodhi and save all living beings. Some people say they would like to save living beings right away. If you have not even saved yourself yet, how can you save other living beings? You are like a bodhisattva made out of clay, who can barely save himself as he crosses the sea. You first have to save yourself. If you try to save living beings before you have saved yourself, you are simply renouncing the route to pursue the branch tips and overlooking what is near to seek that which is far away. If you help other people plow their fields but neglect your own field, you are making a big mistake. Therefore, everyone should work hard. Don't rely on your teacher and say, "My teacher has great wisdom." Your teacher cannot give you any of his wisdom. If your teacher has attained the way, you still have to cultivate on your own. If you do not cultivate, then even if the Buddha appeared before you, it's not for sure that he could help you.
Quy Yi San Bao Yao Shou Jie. Fa Jie Fo Jiao Zong Hui Chuang Ban Ren, Xuan Gong Shang Ren, 1988年, 11月 18日, Kai Shi Yu Ma Lai Xi Ya, Ji Long Po.
在今天你们各位都正式皈依三宝和皈依戒，本来在佛教啊，一般而皈依三宝，没有啊皈依戒，因为佛入涅槃，那么一切众生都应该以戒为师，所以现在啊给你们说皈依的时候，顺便呢也要皈依戒。什么叫戒呢？戒就是诸恶不作，众善奉行啊，无以善小而不为，无以恶小而为之。我们佛教徒啊，很多都犯了一个毛病，就是啊入主出奴，入府出屋。那么有的时候啊就跑各处打游击去，今天信了一个一贯道，明天又信了二贯道，后天又信了三贯道，大后天又信了四贯道，再后天信了五贯道啊，这个信来信去啊，可是不知道自己就跑到地狱去了。因为你啊没有一定的宗旨，各处打游击，各处啊想要找这个便宜，结果呀你这个喜新好义，又是学什么密宗，又是学什么这个鬼鬼祟祟的见不得天呢这种啊道，所以就跑到恶鬼去里头做恶鬼，跑到地狱里去啊受苦，跑到畜生里呀去遭报应，这还自己还不知道，这是一个很可怜的事情。我们今天皈依三宝，第一个说是皈依佛啊，皈依佛呀是宁舍生命啊，皈依佛境宁舍生命，我把我这个身体和我这个生命都可以舍弃了，可是我不能再去啊皈依这个天魔外道，自在天魔，自在就是啊所谓快乐，快乐就是所谓天国啦帝国啦这些个到那地方就去啊你也没有去过，他呀就用这么一个名称啊把你游客的你也不知道到什么地方去了。所以啊出马府入驴胎，阎王殿前几度回，只从地时殿前过，又到阎君锅里来。这是六道轮回啊，很危险的，很危险的，你各处打游击，打来打去就打到这个那个旁生里头去了。所以宁舍生命也不皈依啊，不再皈依这个自在天魔，天魔外道啊，他就说他的怎么好怎么好怎么好啊，竟是自我夸张，所谓王婆卖瓜，自卖自夸啊，自己呀、说我自己又是什么什么，我自己又是怎么怎么好，你呀信我这个道，又怎么能寄身成佛，又能啊立刻开悟啊，你呀不用修行，也不用持戒，也不用断婚，也不用啊离开女人啊，也不用离开男人，就可以修行啦啊，就可以成佛啦，又修什么双身法呀这个法那个法的啊，把你就弄糊涂了， 你说哦，这个这么好啊，所以也就往那地方跑了。跑来跑去的，就跑错路，就不容易回来了。所以不能贪便宜，不能贪自在，不能贪快乐，不能贪享受，皈依三宝，要守本分而安岁月，听天理以度春秋，不要啊投机呀、取巧啊、谄媚呀、不可以这样子。所以不可以啊皈依自在天魔啊，皈依如来至真等正觉，皈依佛呀大智慧者啊。那么这个是我呀所应该尊重的，所应该恭敬的这个世尊啊佛。这皈依法呢也是宁舍神命，咱们皈依法境了，把我们这个生命舍了也可以，可是啊我们不再啊去皈依外道典籍。外道典籍就是外道所呀流通的书籍之类的啊，他的经典呐、他的书啊、他的学说呀、这不皈依他也就是不看他的，连看都不看，那何况能皈依呢？所以不能看外道的书。这皈依法的，你皈依正法就不可以看那个邪法的书，那外道的书都属于邪法。所以啊啊，各位要知道，不要皈依三宝之后还糊里糊涂的见着个土地公也叩个头啊，见着那个牛粪也叩个头，见着个这个狗粪也叩个头，真是可怜了。所以啊啊，你不能啊去看那些个外道的书啊，凡是外道的书都不可以看的。这皈依僧呢是要皈依十方贤圣僧啊，不要啊皈依邪众。所谓邪众啊，就是这些个旁门外道啊，这些个旁门外道啊，你要皈依他，你也跟着他呀堕地狱的。所以不可以皈依。你要皈依什么样呢？皈依清净福天僧。那个为什么要皈依僧呢？因为法赖僧传，你皈依僧了才能明白佛法，明白佛法才能成佛。所以啊你皈依僧，不要皈依那个邪知邪见那些个邪魔外道，也有听他说啊有什么好啊，又看他眼睛会放光啊，鼻子会说话，耳朵会的会吃饭，这简直的都是妖魔鬼怪才这样的嘛。啊，一个人为什么眼睛要放光？为什么鼻子会说话？为什么耳朵会吃饭？啊，你想这不是一个妖魔鬼怪是什么？实际上他也不会，不过他要这么欺世骗人这么样讲啊。所以嘛，你们各位皈依三宝了，要有正知正见，不要还有邪知邪见。